Chris, how are you?
Not too bad. By the way, if anybody, just so I let everybody know, I've got a few extra Bloomberg for president signs if anybody wants one.
I got a few Warren signs. Just kidding.
Well, I don't have a
Okay. We got a quorum here. We're going to call the meeting in order.
McGuire.
Here.
Rizal.
Here.
Store.
Here.
Beers.
Here.
Clemens.
Here.
Clifford.
Here.
Cowart.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any any
discussion.
Corrections or any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Need approval of the minutes for February the 7th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Corrections? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation.
We can do that now. I just wanted to bring in Ryan. Ryan Mum is our new structural engineer. You guys approved that position.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
So welcome aboard.
He just started on Monday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Hometown boy, grew up in Sydney, right?
Or would you?
Tolono, moved to Sydney.
Corn fed.
U of I graduate, master's degree.
There you go, now you're talking.
Yeah. So we're happy to have him, and we're looking forward to keeping him for 25 years. How old are you? You're 40, right?
I'm 40 next month.
So, yeah.
Oh.
He'll be here long after I will.
Good to be young again.
Indeed. So.
So why isn't there biscuits and gravy this morning?
He didn't make them. I don't know.
I told him to say apple dumpling would have they gave you a to-go order. I mean.
He did bring donuts his first day.
Yeah, he did bring donuts his first day. That's right.
Oh, well,
those are it.
Okay. They did teach us something there at U of I, huh?
So those five-day-old donuts that you're eating.
They were pretty good.
Okay. Communication from the board.
You're looking nothing. At me, and I got nothing. I just rolled out of bed and barely made it here on time.
Okay, seeing none.
Tyrese.
Need approval of the county township motor fuel tax claim for February 2020.
So moved.
Second.
What's open for discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? So the next thing is our county engineer.
All right. Here we go. Item number 8, petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds in Stanton Township. We got a, not really a bridge, but it's a structure in Stanton Township that's under 20 feet. So by state statute, it's not considered a true bridge, but it's in very poor shape. It's a steel beam, old, broken down bridge that needs to be replaced. You'll see the map there. It's on 1900 North, and we're proposing a 9 foot by 5 foot by 50 foot concrete box culvert. Estimated cost is $36,600. And I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
And you'll start construction once the weather breaks.
Yeah, we have to order the boxes, and that's usually what takes the longest because they're precast.
Oh.
So we order them. They have to be made. They have to cure out. That usually takes 30 to 60 days.
Wow.
And then once we get them, we're kind of done. We turn them over to the township, and then they actually hire the contractor to put them in. That's kind of the way we do the 50-50 share.
Oh.
We buy the boxes. They do the construction.
Oh, okay.
Instead of trying to pinch pennies and and figure out exactly how much everything costs. That's kind of the methodology that we use.
We really like doing it that way.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Didn't realize that.
Yep.
Just to prolong the conversation, where do we get these boxes made at? Are any of them made locally?
County Materials is a local company, so we have to get three bids.
Three bids.
Yeah, because of the cost of them. And we'll take the lowest bid, but they're all within 50 miles of here.
Okay.
You know, there's a company in Peoria, there's one down by Charleston, there's one here in Champaign. Just depends, and from time to time we'll get differing bids from them depending on how busy they are, whether or not they're set up to make this exact particular size that we're requesting, those types of things. So the bids will vary a little bit from time to time. So we'll just take the lowest one, and they're all relatively local. Even County Materials is not really owned locally. It's a bigger company that has a plant here, you know?
Yeah, that's happening more and more.
Yeah.
Did we used to have photographs with these at one time?
So, not really.
No?
No.
I thought.
Now, if we have a really poor county bridge
maybe
that we need to rehab.
Maybe there was an aerial photograph that was with them.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we use GIS maps instead of these types of maps. This is a map program that John Cooper, my assistant, uses to draw these maps.
Yeah, this looks like the Warrenway map.
Yeah. He's got a CD program that he uses to do these instead of using GIS.
Okay.
I think he thinks it's easier to work in that.
I'll just point out that we paid a lot of money for those aerial photographs.
Oh, I use them every day. And then some. Those are very, very helpful to a lot of things that we do. As a matter of fact, the road plans that we're working on right now, we're redoing the road from 130 over to Sydney, they're all overlaid on top of GIS maps. So we use those all the time.
Good.
We get a lot of bang out of that deal.
Hey, do you guys use the LiDAR too for runoff?
Not really.
No?
I mean, there's contour maps that come with the GIS, and we use those.
Contour maps.
Yep. Yep.
Gosh.
I know, we're old school.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, yeah.
But well, with our new structural engineer, maybe we'll get it more up in the time.
For an opinion of the new structural engineer. I think I've ramped long enough.
Yeah.
Jim's trying to kick me under the table.
Can you reach him?
Okay, Jim had something to say?
No, we're done.
Okay, no more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next is a petition resolution from Colfax Township. This is just a riprap repair. We've got a number of bridges. We've done this multiple times where there's no scour protection underneath the bridge, and it's starting to erode away. The slope's going up to the abutments. So we go in. Those are usually bridges that were built in the 80s. They just didn't put it in back then. So once the township wants to do them, I think Brad's done some probably. We do a contract with a contractor. That's not fun work to get underneath a bridge and place riprap. There's just no headroom underneath there, so it's a difficult process for them.
And the way you sound is like the 80s, and it's like, what, 40 years ago? 40 years ago.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
On a township road, we can get 60, 70 years out of a bridge.
60, 70 years, okay.
Yeah.
So it's about half the life already?
They don't salt
much,
so that really helps the longevity of the bridges because there's no deterioration based on salt. County roads, we're doing better now because we can actually seal the bridges with a product that'll keep the salt out of the concrete. But some of our older county bridges were only lasting 30 to 40 years because of the salt and the corrosion. So, but we're getting a lot of those replaced now, and we're using different products, and we're sealing the decks up with a product that'll kind of keep that salt out of the concrete. So I'm hoping 60 to 70 years will be a normal life for a county bridge that we're building currently.
Good, thank you.
think, yeah, if we haven't learned something enough how to kind of extend the life of our structure.
Yeah. Yep.
Did we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. I'd encourage you, if you're getting a lot of erosion.
She's back.
Yeah, I know. Well, it actually, I did stuff with streams. And
with what?
With streams.
Oh.
And yeah, that's the unlucky thing. You might take a look at some of the aerial photos and see if there's meandering going on above. And then.
But we're not going to go out and touch those channels outside of the right of way.
I understand that, but I mean, it could give
nightmare.
You an idea of what to kind of expect.
We do a significant amount of riprapping on new bridges. If we got any kind of bend or turn coming in or out of the bridge, we go all the way through it and make sure that we're protecting the entire slope.
I have every confidence. Thank you. No further questions for the witness.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next petition resolution is again from Colfax. He has a number of culverts where the ends of the culverts are eroding due to the flow through them. This map that you see here was actually drawn incorrectly. It's all 1 mile too far south.
I was going to say that's county road.
I know. Coop did this while I was gone, and I didn't catch it until this morning. But so we'll redo the map for the county board meeting. But all those black are the culverts, and they're actually supposed to be 1 mile north of their current location on the map. But there's four of them. It's only $4,500, so we don't even have to bid that because it's under the $5,000 threshold. But in order to appropriate the money from the county bridge funds, we have to pass a petition and a resolution so that we can pay our half.
So anything over $5,000, you have to bid?
We have to take quotes between $5,000 and $30,000. Over $30,000, we have to take formal bids.
Okay, motion.
So moved.
Second.
Open for discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Item number 11 is a resolution authorizing the county executive to sign an intergovernmental agreement between the County of Champaign and the Village of Gifford. County Highway 32 runs through the Village of Gifford, and for those of you that were on the committee, which is probably only you from years ago, when we redid County Road 32 going through the village, we actually stopped at the village limits because the village part was still in decent shape. We had every intention of going back and redoing it in a timely manner, and then they had the tornado, and that kind of goofed everything up, so we're finally getting back to it. So it's just the mile in the village limits of the Village of Gifford that we're redoing. But the county highway only consists of from the white edge line to the white edge line. That's the only part that we take care of. Anything outside of that, the parking lanes and those types of things, is actually under the jurisdiction of the village. So we put together an intergovernmental agreement to spell out what all we're doing. It's going to be one project. We're going to be the bidder. We'll be the overseer. And we will pay our portion, and the village will pay theirs. The total project cost, we're estimating at about $450,000. We got about $340,000 in it, and the village will have about $110,000 based on our estimates. And we'll be doing that. We'll be bidding it probably in like May. They don't want to do it until after their 4th of July celebration is over because they don't want the streets goofed up. Should only take us a couple of weeks to do the project, and we'll have that taken care of for them.
So that comes out of the reserve budget or
motor fuel
come out
tax.
Of this year? A motor fuel tax?
Yep.
And that's like held on reserve because you had to stop because of the tornado or?
No, we just didn't put the money into the budget back then.
Okay.
And actually the village, I mean $120,000, $110,000 for the Village of Gifford's pretty good chunk for them to come up with. So they probably had to do some savings over time to come up with their piece. But they're ready. It's in poor shape, and we're going to get her done for them.
Okay, let's get this motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, discussing.
And you say this is $450,000? Wow.
Mill and overlay. Our piece is like $340. Whenever you work, so it's small quantity for asphalt, because, you know, we usually do 20, 30,000 tons. We're talking about a couple thousand tons here. So it's a small quantity for a job. It's in a village, which you have to deal with that, the traffic and so forth that you're going to have to deal with instead of just being out in the middle of the country laying asphalt. We can generally do it for $250 to $300 a mile if we're just out in the country. But that's with no parking lanes, no widening, no anything. That's just putting down 22 foot of asphalt.
Yeah, and then they've got the parking lane problem there.
Right, and the radius returns going back to their streets to intersect the roadway. You know, we got to tie all those in, and there's multiple of those along the corridor. So, and we'll go back and do the gravel shoulders and all that stuff along the edges where there's no curb and gutter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, things aren't cheap anymore, that's for sure.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next one is a resolution authorizing the county executive to sign an intergovernmental agreement with the city of Danville. This is a little bit unique. The city of Danville has their own asphalt tank that they store asphalt in the wintertime. Our local supplier, Emulsicoat, doesn't keep asphalt on hand through the winter because it's just too expensive for them to do it. They can get it out of Indianapolis, and then we might be able to get it from them, but the whole timing thing and when we need it could be an issue.
We really kind of haul asphalt from Indianapolis?
We could, but I'd just rather go to Danville.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, I mean, they got to agitate it. They got to keep it warm. Right. They got to do everything during the wintertime, and they just don't keep. So we could go to Indianapolis and get it, but that's just farther than going to Danville. And Danville has their own storage tank. So we've got a spray paver. You know, you've probably seen those around where it sprays the asphalt and the rock at the same time, and it fills up the potholes, which is what we use a lot in the wintertime to do our maintenance work on our roadways, and we need emulsion to make that work. So this is just an intergovernmental agreement saying that we can buy it from the city of Danville at $2.75 a gallon.
$2.75 a gallon, that's a steal as far as I'm concerned.
That is a steal. I couldn't believe that number.
That just blows me away.
Because it's $2 in the summer.
Yeah, it's $2 to $2.20 in the summer.
Yeah.
And they're going to take...
They're going to heat it and agitate it and put it in our tank for us.
Yeah.
And anytime you go over to Molsicoat to get a small quantity, we're talking about a couple 300 gallons, it's kind of a pain in the rear end. You know,
they
like
charge
to sell
us
it by
more.
The tanker.
Well, sure, for a small quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the questions I had was, will the... there be a loss of volatiles, you know, in the transportation? Because I was thinking, you know, hauling it from Urbana or Champaign and Danville. I never even thought about hauling from Indianapolis, but won't there be kind of a loss of volatiles?
No, that stuff is very, it's all mixed together, and it can sit in a tank for quite a long time and it won't settle out.
Yeah, you've got 45 to 60 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you keep it warm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is warm?
Well, 135 to 160.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Degrees, wow. Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
Well, it is an oil, but it's obviously got water droplets in it in order to make it spray. You know, it keeps it in suspension, basically, is what the emulsion does in the water. So the oil is suspended in the water through an emulsifier. And it's a stable product, no problems.
Stable.
Oh, very stable. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we should, I would imagine we'll do this like once during the winter. We'll get enough in the fall to get us until we run out. Then we'll probably have to fill up once during the winter in order to be able to go all the way through the winter. And then come around April 1st, they'll start making
asphalt.
They usually
bring a transport over for us and get us started.
I mean, they got train tracks behind the Molsicoat, so they bring a lot of it in.
Yeah. I live over in that neighborhood, or close.
Yep. So it's just a good deal for us to be able to have the option to get emulsion in the wintertime.
And Brad, thanks for your comment about the cost.
Did we get a motion?
We need one. We have not had one.
So moved.
We're good at discussing without a motion, aren't we?
It happens. Second.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's all the business I have, Madam Chair.
Okay, other business, we do not have a seminar annual review of closed session minutes.
We do not.
The chair has no report. And the designated items are 8 through 12.
Yep.
Short and sweet.
Jim's happy. We gave this 20 minutes.
We do you all right, Jim?
She says, are you happy now, Mr. Cranky?
I'm not cranky and want to stay on topic. It's part of the meeting.